Why wait for that car you've always wanted? Buy it now. We guarantee financing, they say. Need that kitchen? Don't pay for 2 years. Borrowing money seems easy, but it is a tricky business. Here in another installment of CFMWS's Financial Literacy Series is Corey Hargraves. He is here to help us sort through the borrowing maze. Corey is a CISIP financial counselor based in Esquimalt. Thanks for helping us today, Corey.
Thanks for having me.
What should we consider when we're thinking about borrowing any amount of money?
Well, I think the first thing to consider is why you're borrowing the money, right? What you're purchasing. Is it a need or is it a want? If it's a need and you can't pay for it with cash, the next thing to think about is what is the cost going to be, right? What is the cost of borrowing that money? And what sort of position is that going to put you in? What sort of sacrifices will you need to make over the next number of months or years to pay that back? And is it worth that?
Is it worth shopping around, or is it sort of one size fits all? I want to borrow, $10,000 to buy that used Porsche I've always wanted that I don't really need. Is it worth shopping around different banks or different financial institutions?
Yes, with a caveat. I think at this day and age and our access that we have to information and price comparing and also competition for people's money in the form of loans and borrowing, I think shopping around is an absolute must. But if you're, for example, shopping around for a vehicle, say, you don't want to go around to dealerships and actually fill out applications because you don't want to apply for any sort of loan, because that'll impact your credit every time you make an application and inquiry. So shopping around, I would say yes, in the fact of shopping around for the purchase price. It's going to be hard to shop around for interest rates unless you actually fill out an application, but you can definitely talk to lenders and get an idea of what their rates are, especially if you go in well armed and you know what your credit score is. There's ways you can get your credit report and score for free. So if you have an idea of what your credit rating is and you're armed with that, that puts you in a better position to shop around. But when we're talking about education and knowing what's on your credits and knowing your credit score, is that and the reality that you're probably going to have to borrow money at some point. Our credit patterns affect our ability to not only borrow money when you need to, but also which is very important, at the cost of borrowing that money or the interest rate. So what everything boils down to is that you don't want to just solely focus on your credit score, right? If you're managing your money with a budget and you're using your credit responsibly and for only things that you need, your score is going to take care of itself, right? Your score will register that. If you're paying your bills on time, you're not utilizing every little bit of credit you have, you're paying off your credit card balances, your score is going to reflect that. So don't be too obsessed with that score, because I see that a lot of the time. Work on managing your money, following a budget, only borrowing when you need to. The score is going to take care of itself.
Corey, how does one maneuver around credit cards? I've seen everything from 6-7% interest to 35% or more. And then the big stores throw in that don't pay for a couple of years and it's interest free. What should we watch out for in these cases?
Yeah, so regarding credit cards, there's a lot of advantages to using a credit card. They offer purchase protection. Some offer travel protection as well. You could get cash back, points or rewards. So there's a lot of benefits of using credit cards. And the interest rate shouldn't matter, in the fact that when you use your credit cards, you should be using it within your budget and paying everything off that's charged. So if it's 35% or 6%, you'd be using your card with the intent of paying it off and not paying that interest. So that's how I would approach credit cards, is use them because, you know, there's a lot of benefits to using them, but you should only be using it as you would cash.
Corey, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Corey Hargraves is a CISIP financial counselor based in Esquimo. Contact your CISIP advisor today at CISIP.com to review your financial plan and set yourself on a path to financial health.